Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, so we begin today the last packet in Yonei Tumas Kohanim. Pasuk says in Parshas Emor that Nefesh Lo Yitama Ba'amav, that a Kohen has an Isser to be Metame Lameis, except for the Zayin Krovim. And you know, the Rambam writes on page 5, there are three types of tumas mace. A mace metame b'maga u'masu v'oil. If you touch a mace, that's tumas maga, page 5. Masa means you carry it when you, say a mace is on a stretcher. So you're not touching it, but you're carrying it. And v'oil, it means that you're in the same, under the same ceiling, or you're hovering on top of the mace outside, or the mace is hovering on top of you outside. So these are the three types of oil. So maga, masa, and oil. Those are the three ways that a mace is metame. So the Mechaber writes on page 6, also the Kohen likanes tachas oil shameis tachtav. Right, you can't be in the same oil. Now, there's also a concept of oil hamshacha. Say, for example, you're in a room and the door is closed and there's a hole in the, say, in the wall, or a hole in the door. And the hole is a tefach al tefach. So then we say the tumah goes out. The tumah goes out from one room to the other. So if you're in the hallway and you're in the hallway and there's an opening in the room leading to the hallway, or in the door leading to the hallway, tefach al tefach, so that's called an oil hamshacha. And memela, the tumah goes through, and that's a din d'oraisa. That's a din d'oraisa. If it's tefach al tefach. Oh, and then there's another din called sof tumah lotzeis. So sof tumah lotzeis means that, say, you're in a room and the door's closed, so and the mace is in the room. But eventually, you're going to bring the mace out. In other words, could you be in the hallway? If somebody's in the hallway, so if there would be a hole in the door, tefach al tefach, so then that's called an ol hamshacha, and therefore the tumah goes out. But say there's no hole in the room, in the door or the room, and the door is closed, so the tumah can't go out. But there's a separate halacha called sof tumah lotzeis, which means that since eventually the mace is going to come out, right? Eventually the door is going to get open and they're going to bring the mace out in the hallway and bring it down or whatever. So there are two ways of, so therefore we view the tumah as if it's there now, even though right now the door's closed. So there's nowhere for the tumah to go out and there's no tefach. But that's called an olam shach. That's called an olam shach. I'm sorry. That's called sof tumah lotzeis. That since the, even though there's nothing, I said it wrong, even though there's no no place for the Torah to go out, but since the door eventually will be opened, so then we view it as if it's the timing now. Okay. There's a question whether that's a din derabanan only, or is that halacha l'moshe Sinai? There's two different Rashis in Masechta Beitza. If you look on page 12, you'll see Rashi says over there, "Shegozru chachamim amokum shu derech yitzias hatuma." And then on page 13, on Lamed Ches, Rashi writes, Halacha l'moshe Sinai. So again, Chora al pi pashtus, the din of Oel Hamshacha. You see, if you're in the same room with the mace, you're in the same oil. But if you're in the hallway and the mace is in the room and the door's closed, you're not in the same oil because there's a wall in between. But since there's an opening of a tefach in the wall or in the door, so the tumah is nimshach through that. That's called an ol hamshacha. And that, al pi pashas, we'll see, is a din d'oraisa. Sof tumah latzeis means that the door is closed and there's no tefach. But eventually the door is going to get open. So that's called sof tumah latzeis, which is either a din d'rabbanan or halacha l'moshe Sinai. And on page 12, in Masechta Beitza, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Marav Ranchberg, he quotes these two opinions, the two different Rashis, on Daf Yud and Daf Lamed Ches. Okay, so that's the story.
Rabbi, does sof tumah latzeis apply retroactively? Like, say it already happened and the door wasn't opened. What would be the status?
So there is a whole sugya about, say, there are multiple doors and you don't know which door it's going to, you know, there are multiple doors and each door has an awning out to the street. So we don't know which one. So that's the whole machlokas about brera, yesh brera, ain brera, etc. So a kohen on pipashtus is musar. He can't have maga with the mace. He can't have masa. He can't have oil. But the question is, and oil means also oil and shacha. So if you look in the shach on page 7, he says, "V'huba oil, v'davke v'huba oil ha'meis. Never davke nakat ba'ol ha'meis, aval in v'batim ha'smuchim l'bayish ha'meis b'socha, al pi she'en gam kein t'meim, kol mokom yish lo me'en ol tumah d'rabban." So the shach says, "V'batim smuchim ol tumah d'rabbanon." So the Chasam Sofer on page 8 says, obviously it can't mean ol hamshacha, because ol hamshacha is a din d'oraisa. So if you look here on page 8 in the Tshuvas HaKasam Sofer, he says, "Ani ani kasafti al gulgan shach shel izeh shonim rabos shel ani es daiti tau sofer hu b'shach. Shach nir davka nokot oil ha-meis avon batim smuchim avu yishagam kein t'meim kol mokim yish lomid ein oil mid rabbanon." He says that can't be. Because the Dvar Torah all Yeshmo Chalal Posech Tefach Tohar. Shabbai Shameis. But then he says, so it can't be a Darbanan. So he says, no. He says maybe the Shach is talking about that he's not talking about Olam Shacha. He says, but he's talking about Sof Tuma Malotzes. So Sof Tuma Malotzes, that perhaps is a din derabbanan, but Olam Shacha is a din derais. Now, there is a famous Rambam, Masechta Machos, page 14, where it says, Kol Tumah min ha-meisha, nozir megaleach aleha, sofig es arboim. She'ena nozir megaleach aleha, ain't sofig es arboim. That we make a comparison between a tumas mace, that if a nazir would come in contact, he would have to start over, he would have to shave and start the nazirus again. So, as opposed to not. So the Rambam has a famous comment. Let's see if we find the Rambam. We have the Rambam here, I must say. Let's see. See, we have the Rambam here. Yeah. The Rambam writes. The Rambam writes that a tumah shanozim megaleach aleha kol muzar aleha is atzmo shel meis. It's atzmo shel meis. So the question is, what's the story of sof tumah? If you consider maga, masa, oil, that for sure a koyin is musara. But what if it's sof tumah latzis? Is a koyin usher to be mekame to sof tumah latzis? For example, you know, always there are signs. Remember, before COVID, I used to go like once a week to the nursing home here in Washington Heights, the Fort Dry Nursing Home. So every once in a while, when I would come into the nursing home, there would be a sign, Usur L'Kayin L'Kanis, you know, so, because obviously that meant that someone passed away and the Kayin can't go in. But where is that person now? He could be somewhere in the building. But just because, you see, you have to know what you saw. Just because someone's in the building, that's not oil or mace. Because if somebody is in the building and the door's closed to where the mace is, that, you're not in the same oil, right? But if eventually they're going to be taking the mace out through the, say, through whichever way they're going to take him out, so that place is matami now. And that's sof tumah latzis. So but the question is a kohen musar on sof tumah latzis? Maybe that's not a tumah shahanozir megaleach aleha. So maybe a kohen is not musar. So there's a famous tshuva from the Tshuva Sadeshim. Rav Shechter likes to quote this. And he says, starts on page 16, on page 17, with the arrow. So, the man lame along the hach, the sof tumulot says, have a tumish and nozim galech aleha. But who says that a tuma that of sof tumah latzis is a tumah shanozim megaleach aleha? Maybe, like Rabbi Shechter mentioned, Rabbi Abel mentions, Rambam. It has to be atzmo shel meis. So maybe that's not called atzmo shel meis. If it's only sof tumah latzis, you're not in the same oil. So maybe. So he's challenging the whole concept. Maybe a nozir. Okay, if you're in the same room, I understand. If you're touching, I understand. But maybe just because you're in the same building, and it's only midin sof tumah latzis if there's no actual opening that's going to lead directly from where the mace is to where the person is, where the kohen is. So maybe he's not Muzer. So, but he writes, but after Yesh Chal Mikol Mokom Hold Rabban Kishishi Chashu Lizuzeh Halila LaHaflik Divreim. The Machmirim Kimoson Lashanos Minog and Megil Nami Lav Shapir Avdi. He says, but the Minog always was to be Machmir. The Rabban Kishishi means the older Rabban always were Machmir. Not that a Kohen should not go into a place that a Nazir is, a place where the mace eventually will come through. In other words, they were Machmir on Softu Molotzes. So if they were Machmir on Softu Molotzes, so then we should keep to the minute. Even though one could challenge the whole assumption. One could challenge the whole assumption and say that perhaps they're not even Musa. But the minig is to be machmir. That's the minig. That's why when you walk into the nursing home and there's a dead body, they'll have a sign saying, also a coin. Mikanis. So if it's oil on shacha, so that's a din d'oraisa. That for sure coin is muzer. But if it's off to malotzes, so and that's how the Chasam Sofer says that's pshat in the shach. When the shach says sif cotton base that it's sif cotton base that it, on page 7 that it's a derabbanan. He's not talking about Olam Shach. He's talking about Softum Lotzis. There's a famous Ramah. That talks about a city that is surrounded by a wall. A walled city. So let's find that Ramah. You have the Ramah for me? Is it here? Did I put it, the Ramah in here? One second. You want to give me a Shulchan Aruch? Here. I don't know if it's in the packet or not. Trying to find it. Oh, 1 second. Come here, Yitzchak. 1 second, I might have it. 1 second. Yeah, we got it. Yitzchak, yeah. It's on page 18, going over to page 19. Natami Shem Dehoel, Vesof Tumalotzes. So you have a walled city. You have a walled city, and then there's an opening to the walled city, which has an awning on it. That a mace is inside the city, and eventually it's going to go out to the because it's going to be buried outside the city. So the question is. Is it ushered for a coin to go under that awning? or not? Because is that called Softu Melotzes? So it's two opinions in the Ramah. So the Chora, what's the discussion? In other words, is the discussion because the Trumas Hadeshin says maybe there's no problem? Or is there more to this? So there's a sefer called Pesach HaOhel. Rav Shechter likes to quote it. And there's a sefer Mishkan Aaron of Aaron Stein of Tells. And they have the following lumdus in how Softu Melotzes works. Is the pshat that I gave you an example. Somebody's in the hallway and the mace is in the room, but he's eventually going to come out. So therefore, even though the door is shut now and there's no tefach al tefach opening, he's still not allowed to be in the hallway. But how do you view it? Do you view it, Ilu, that since the door eventually is going to be open, so we view the door as if it's open now? Well, no, that's not the pshat. Pshat is wherever the mace will be going in the future, we view it as Ilu, the mace is there now. See, what's the nafkamina? Say you have this case, says the Mishkan Aaron. Say you have this case here. The mace is in a house in the middle of the city, which is a walled city, and it's a walled city, and eventually the mace is going to get there. So what if you view Ilu, the door is open to the house, but that's not going to do anything. Because the door is open to the house, so the tumma. So, but once the tumma leaves the house, if there's no warning over after the house that's going to go further, then the tumma dissipates. There's no el anymore. So, if you view it, ilu, the door is open, that will only help if there's a contiguous ceiling that continues until where you are. And therefore, it would make no sense to be machmir in the case where the mace is in some random house in the middle of the city, and you're going to be walking under a overpass on the opening to the wall of the city. There's no continuity because the door is open. So okay, the tumor comes out, but then what? There's nothing. There's no ceiling anymore. So you're not. If you would, there would be a warning right under the opening of the house, so now the tumma is underneath, and you're underneath the tumma, and you're under the same warning. But if you say we view it wherever the mace is now is ki'ilu, wherever the mace will be in the future is ki'ilu, it's there now. So then it makes sense, as the Mishkan Aaron and I think the Pesach HaOhel, that since eventually it's going to come out of the city and be under that awning, so even though it's not there now, you can't go under that awning. So that's the 2 days in the Ramah. Okay. Now, there is a famous piece. Where's the famous piece? Yeah, on page 6. So, you know, every once in a while, people call me to confide that their wife is expecting. So there are two reasons that people call to tell me their wife is expecting. One is Tom, they wanted to let me know, had trouble conceiving. They want to give me nachas but two other reasons. So either it's a fast is coming up, and they want to know, what's going to be with the Tisha B'Av and Shiva Sabatamas and all these things. That's one. And then they want to know, that's all one question that comes up. And the other question that comes up is that they want to know if they can go to a funeral. And the wife is pregnant. Is a pregnant woman allowed to be in the Oil Hamas? So they, that's a very popular shaila that people call about. So what's the halacha? If your wife is pregnant, did you go, So what can I tell you? So the halachic discussion is about only if the husband's a kohen. If the husband's not a kohen, then what's the talk about? But you should know that most people call the husbands are not a kohen. But there is a minhag that's brought down, and it's interesting that Rav Abadi Shlita is very into this minhag, even though not everyone is into this minhag. But he's very into this minhag, not to bring a fetus into a oil hamais, because it could affect, So usually, if the first thing I ask is your husband a kohen, 99.9% times he's not a kohen, because the only discussion in halacha is by a kohen. If the woman is married to a kohen, so then the fetus could be a kohen. So then there's a question. But if he's not a kohen, then what's to talk about? So the only thing about this is about this this minhag. I remember the first time we were in Eretz Yisrael with my wife. My wife was pregnant with our oldest son, and we didn't keep this minhag. I remember we went to, they took us, you know, after every, we went on this bus tour, we went to every kever, and finally we got to Rav Yonason Ben Uziel, and then that's when my wife threw up, and we went to Rav Yonason Ben Uziel. But we were by all these, different, we weren't so, okay, but sometimes people need an excuse, or, so usually I tell people it depends if they have this minhag, or it depends if they need an excuse, whatever. But, but the real halacha is about a kohen. So there's a Sefer Rokeach on page 6. Kasev Rokeach Simon, Eishes Kohen Muberes, Muteres Likanes Volomes. So it's interesting that the whole discussion is only Eishes Kohen. And even by Eishes Kohen, the halacha is what? That is mutter, the Rokeach says. Even if the husband is a kohen. So why? The sfeik sfeikahu. Because it's a sfeik sfeika. Shema nefahu. Maybe the fetus is not going to be viable. So then it's not a real live person. Or shema nekevahu. Or maybe it's going to be, maybe it's not a boy. I remember I was once saying over the shir in the Germazian minion. So I think one of the Germazians was asking me, but today we have sonograms. Today a lot of people like to know the gender. My wife's shita is we don't find out the gender. Because she's, her shita is, I don't necessarily agree with this, but she always feels that maybe they're going to make a mistake. They may make a mistake and then she's going to get all psyched up in a certain thing and then it's going to be different and then it's going to be cause a billboard. I don't think they're going to make a mistake. But mice, we never found out. Whatever, that's a separate discussion. But a lot of times, especially in the modern world, they all know. And that's a modernish thing, that they find out the gender. The modern world, they all find out. Whatever. I mean, it's good to. I'll tell you a story. I always tell my Talmidim, when you go to the hospital, you have to take with you the Moyle's phone number. Because you gotta, as soon as, maybe right after you, like someone said, right after you call your parents, you gotta call the Moyle. Because if you don't, someone else is gonna chop ice, the Moyle. So this is the story that happened. I told one of my Talmidim, I want you to know. Take the don't wait till the next morning. Don't wait. If you know who the Moyle you want to be, take the phone number to the hospital. As soon as the baby's born, you call the Moyle. So what happened? He didn't listen to me. The guy didn't listen to me. So he called the Moyle and the Moyle said, someone already booked me. And who was that? Me. Because he didn't listen to me. I gave him good advice, but he didn't listen. So then someone else was me, because we had a son on the same time. So Baruch Hashem, he got another good mile. Okay, but that was the That was the story. Good story. Did I tell you the other story? Did I tell you this other story? Someone once called me. They wanted to know whether they go to the hospital on Shabbos, could the girl's mother come along in the cab? So I said, no, what do you need the girl's mother to come along in the cab? You go with your wife. You don't need her mother to come. So what happened? They didn't listen to me. See, again, they didn't listen. They didn't listen to me, and the mother came along. But lo and behold, the girl went into labor in the cab, and the mother delivered the baby in the cab. So from then on, if anyone asked me if the girl's mother wants to come, I say, you can let her come. I'm not gonna get in your way, you know. And this is the story of this case. Okay, so these are some good stories. Okay, I can't miss out on these good stories. Most probably, Rabosai. Anyway, we're going to have one more shiur tomorrow, but we're not going to finish. I'd rather, you know, I don't like believe in rushing anything. I don't want to miss these good stories either. So we'll have one more shiur. We still have 20 minutes now, so we're going to still finish up this. But then we have to talk about... about goy with a goyim on the tame. And the famous tshuva, Max Kirschblum, famous tshuva Rav Gorin, which Max Kirschblum is the only one who knows about this tshuva. So that'll be tomorrow, Max. Okay? And the famous tshuva. Well, we'll talk about this tshuva tomorrow. But today we still have to talk about the pregnant lady. So... okay, we're up to that right now. So the Rokeach says, that that it's mutter because of a sveik sveika. If your wife is pregnant, so it's a sveik sveika because maybe it's a girl and maybe it's an eifel. So then you can be matama. So that's the Sefer Rokeach. So there is a Magen Avraham, there's Piskei Tshuva quotes it on page 20, on page 6 here in the Piskei Tshuva. That says, what do you need to sfeik sfeika? There's a din of tara balua eina matama. In other words, if something's balua, something is totally enveloped in your body, that doesn't mekabel tumah. Just like in Hilchas Chatzitza. We know there's a din that there can't be a chatzitza on the outside of the body. And even inside the body, you have to brush your teeth because it has to be royal biyasmai. But if you go too far in, then there's no, in other words, no one says, I think, writes it, maybe the Noda Pehuda writes this or somebody, that no one says before you go to the mikveh, you have to vomit, you know, to make sure that nothing is in the stomach is empty, you know, because you don't need to read the Noda Pehuda in the stomach because that balua, it's too far in. So same thing, when something's totally enveloped in the person, so then it doesn't have any din of tumah v'tahara. So that's what he's saying. So what do you need the sfeik sfeika? Even if you don't have a sfeik sfeika, like that person who asked. We have say someone has a sonogram, so he knows what the gender is, so he doesn't have a sfeik sfeika. He knows for sure it's a boy. But still there should be mutter. It still should be mutter because why? Because it's balua, so it's not mekabel tuma. So Rav Shechter is very fond of the Rabbi Chanan and others that say that maybe tumas konim is not totally in tuma, but it's totally in in the Maga Mace. Meaning if you're in the same oil, even though technically you're not going to be Metame because you blew up, but you're still in the same oil. So you're coming in contact. That's called coming in contact. It's called coming in contact. Rav Shmaryahu Shulman wrote a letter to Rav Shechter saying he thought not that way, because the bottom line is the Torah says Lenefesh lo yitama. Right? So it's an interesting lumdus but it's the current sedin of tumma. So if you're not nidma, so what's the answer to this question? So Rav Shechter quotes Rabbi Chanan's answer. He likes that answer, that it's not Tolei and Tumah, it's Kotolei and Maga. And the two, three forms of Maga. There's Maga Kipshuto, there's Masa, and there's oil. The same oil. So that's called, you came in contact with a mace, even though you're technically not Tumah. The other answer that's given is that maybe it's talking about, so one of the farshim here on the side says maybe it's talking about when the pregnancy it's at the very end, and it could be that the there'll be motzi rosho, and you know, so we have to be choshish for that. So that's why. So it won't be balu anymore. So that's what. But in a chanami, if it would be much further before the pregnancy, it wouldn't be a problem.
Really, I think that's in the Piskei Tshuva.
What?
I think the Piskei Tshuva course would represent.
Piskei Tshuva, second, yeah. Yeah. Well, I have a Tshuva, yeah. Shatiritz. Yeah, one second. Right. Right. So that's the different parents. No, because there's towards the end of the 11th pregnancies, there's a chance that it's going to come, you know, it's going to come out while you're in the oil or mace. Even if somebody's 3 months pregnant, it doesn't have to be choshish that it's going to be hotzi rosho. But if you're ready by the due date, So he's saying, so in such a situation, it could sometimes happen more suddenly or something like that, but it'll only get happen at the end, unless you know. Okay, so this is, Rav Shechter gave this shir in what, Tavshin Mem Hei? The Tavshin Mem Hei, where they dedicated the Marcus Katz Kolo. I was in college at the time. I took off that day. I went to my college classes. Except for the day that they dedicated the Katz Kolo, was I wanted to hear all the speakers. Because who came to the yeshiva that day? Marcus Katz came. They dedicated the Kolo. Then you had who? The chief rabbi of Mexico, Rav Mordechai Hershberg, Zatzal, who wrote his famous sefer, that's Haskama from the Brisker Rav. Rav Steinwurzel, Zatzal, he came from 28th and J in Brooklyn. He had a famous Steve, the Baba of a Rosh Hashiva. He gave a shir. And then other people, Rav Shechter, he gave a shir about this idea of the getter of Tumah. You want to see it, it's printed in the Beis Yitzchak, the separate section in the Beis Yitzchak, I believe Tavshin Mem Hei, where he discussed this yisod of Tumas Kohanim not being Toloi in Tumah, but rather being Toloi in coming in contact, this whole he sold with this Rabbi Chanan and using other applications. And he was discussing, you know, discussing Marcus Katz coming from Mexico to New York and vice versa, potentially flying over the cemeteries. And would this be a problem of Thomas Kohanim, etc.? So, yeah. Yeah, that's coming up. We're coming up. That's the next year. That's tomorrow, basically. Okay, so that's the Rokeach, and that's the okay. So the next thing we have to do is the tshuvas about going. Okay, well, let me tell you one more thing. For today, and then Bez Hashem will continue tomorrow. The YU's farm sale. A little history about the YU's farm sale. So in the early days when I first got here to Yeshiva, you know where the YU's farm sale was? In the Mus Beis Medrash. There wasn't a Beis Medrash there. So it was an empty room which was used when they used to sell matzah and wine the Pesach. Basically, it was an empty room. The whole, we used to daven shacharis there when we were in the dorm. We had a minyan there for shacharis, but it was basically an empty room. So they used it for the farm sale, and it was very popular. You would think that with such a small room compared to, you know, where they have it now, no, because you have to realize in that kufa, English svarim kemat didn't exist. English farm commanded, and art scroll was barely there. And basically, the only things that really existed in those days were like Rabbi Shimon Eider's halacha books, maybe one or two things. But still, it was a popular sale, and people would come from all over. So they used to have it there. And then they had it in the basement of First Hall. They had it in the basement of First Hall. So what's wrong with the basement of First Hall? Probably the basement of First Hall is that Rabbi Tendler Shlita had his lab there, his biology lab, and he had a cadaver in the lab. So that was the question, whether the Kohanim could go to the farm sale. So that was the question. That Rabbi Shechter was more of that question. So someone will point out that the simple shot is you can rely on the Boaz. The Tiferes Yisrael. And the Boya says in the Tiferes Yisrael, tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we're going to discuss what is a Tumas oil by Goyim. But even if you want to say there is, the Boya in the Tiferes Yisrael says there's no din of Sof Tuma Lotzes by a Goyim. That halach of Sof Tuma Lotzes, so Rabbi Tendler's lab was closed. You know, the Medor was closed. So the question of Sof Tuma Lotzes, Sof Tuma Lotzes, the Boya says it does not apply to a goy. I should have that in the packet here. Someone want to help me?
Rebbe, doesn't the Shulchan Aruch bring it down and say we should be machmir like the Tosfos, the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Baal
HaTosfos? That's for Tumas oil. That's for Tumas oil. That's when you're saying the oil. But if you're not in the same oil, it's Sof Tumas Lotzes.
Oh, you're not.
The oil says, so Sof Tumas Lotzes, you don't have to be machmir. So the Chor was only a child of Sof Tumas Lotzes. Okay, so that's. Okay.